Hello, friends. Let's talk about five things that we can do to develop a devotion to the saints or deepen the devotion that we already have. Now, first of all, why would we want to do that? Well, we should consider the saints in heaven our friends. And they want what God wants. And what does God want? Well, God wants all to be saved. And so our friends in heaven want us to be saved. In other words, they want to assist us by their prayers to fulfill the purpose of our life, which is to know, love, and serve God in this life, and then to be happy with God forever in the next. And the church, in her rich spiritual tradition, encourages us to ask the intercession of the saints. St. Thomas Aquinas also teaches that it's good to have devotion, not just to one saint, but to many. Why? Because if we don't, we might miss out on grace. St. Thomas writes, "Because by the prayers of many, we can sometimes obtain that which we cannot by the prayers of one." So devotion to many is better than one. So let's talk about five things that we can do to develop our devotion to the saints. Number one, study the lives of the saints. You cannot grow an appreciation of anything by way of ignorance. So no one accidentally develops a devotion to the saints. It only happens through intentionality. So we have to put a little bit of effort into studying the lives of the saints. So two things we can study. Number one, their life. What did people say about them? The events of their life, the works that they did. The other thing that we can study is what they taught. When you read the writings of the saints, you get a glimpse into who they are. Because Jesus says in Matthew 12:4, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we can also say, out of the abundance of the heart, the pen wrote. And so when we read the writings of the saints, we get a glimpse into their character, their heart, their interior life. What would you have given to sit down with, let's say, St. Therese of Lisieux or St. Catherine of Siena? I mean, with their writings, we can sit down with them, coffee in one hand, their words in another, and get a glimpse into their interior life. And when we do that, that will inspire within us devotion because we will recognize great virtue. And that is attractive. Holiness is attractive. Number two, identify your major weakness. Now, this might seem a little bit unusual when we're talking about developing a devotion to the saints, but identify your major weakness, your primary fault in your spiritual life, and then find a saint who either struggled with that same fault and overcame it with heroic virtue or helped other people overcome that difficulty. And so when you identify these saints, then you can go to them and ask for their intercession to overcome that same thing that you're struggling with. For example, if somebody was habitually struggling with lust or online pornography, which saint might we ask the intercession of? Well, there's many, but here's one idea. St. Augustine. St. Augustine struggled with sins of the flesh in his youth. And when he was young, he prayed, "Lord, give me chastity and continence, but just not yet." So he had this war between what he knew was right, but what he seemed attracted to, which was the sins of the flesh. Can you relate? If so, ask St. Augustine's intercession. Identify your fault, then find a saint who overcame that same fault or helped others do the same. Number three, identify your strength. And once you can identify a strength or a talent in your life, then you find a saint who had a similar talent or strength and ask their intercession to give you the grace to use that gift and talent to glorify God, because this is what they did in their life. An example from my life is asking the Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen's intercession. For the last 20 years, I've been a Catholic lay evangelist, traveling pretty much nonstop until COVID hit. But about 2 years ago, I was speaking in Peoria, Illinois, where Archbishop Fulton Sheen's body is. I went to visit the grave, and I asked his intercession for two things. Number one, that God would grant me the grace always to use my gift of communicating to proclaim the fullness of the faith, that I would never stray from that. And I thought, who better to ask this grace than Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who was a master communicator? The second thing I asked his intercession for is that I would always remain a faithful son of the church, that I would always remain under the covering of my own local bishop. And again, who better could I ask than Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who was a bishop himself? And so I ask Archbishop Fulton Sheen's prayers that my relationship with my own bishop would always be protected. Number four, visit places of devotion. 2 springs ago, when we were in lockdown, we took our family to all these different holy sites in the area. For example, we drove to the National Shrine of St. Therese of Lisieux. And on the way there, we listened to an audio talk about St. Therese's life. And then when we got there, we asked her intercession. There's great grace available to us when we make a little pilgrimage to a site and ask that patron saint to pray for us. Number 5, buy a statue of a saint you want to develop a devotion to. At the beginning of the school year, we as a family choose a saint to be our patron for 1 year. And when we choose that saint, we also buy a statue of that saint. And we've done this for 4 years. So I think we started off with Our Lady of Fatima, then St. Michael the Archangel, St. Martin de Porres, and then the Holy Family. And so we have statues of each one of those saints. I think right over my shoulder right there is St. Michael. So that's just a simple way where we can develop a devotion to a saint. So the whole year we focus on one saint in our family prayer time. We try and remember to ask that saint's intercession after we finish the rosary. And then you got that statue always there, reminding you of the devotion that you have for them. A very simple, practical way that we've developed devotions to saints within the Jasinski household. And there's many other ways that we can develop devotions to saints. In fact, I welcome you to share your ideas in the comments. I'd love to learn from you. But friends, thanks for watching, and we will see you next Wednesday. God bless you. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for the world. We appreciate you so much. We cannot do this ministry without you, so thank you. And just in case our channel gets shut down by YouTube, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all new videos by email, no matter where they are uploaded on the internet. God bless you guys.